Hey, everybody. It's Artemis Thinker. It is the 9th of January. Thank you guys so much for being here today. I've been so excited to see what all has been going on in our group chat, in the MeWe chat. And I want to thank you guys again for participating. As you can imagine, this whole episode is just going to be talking about social media and what in the world to do with it in the mass cancel culture that we're in right now. So I'm going to talk to you about this. I'm going to do several videos today, but this one is just going to be about what to do with your social media right now. And I want to just give you some ideas because you're going to need to decide from your own perspective, factoring in your own sets of information, what you want to do with your traditional media like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and things like that. YouTube. So I want to tell you a little bit about what I'm doing right now, just to kind of give you some things. And I want to tell you more so about how I'm thinking about all of this right now, so that you can factor in your and make your own decisions. And I'll explain to you where I've landed right now. So my first priority, as it's probably true for most of you, is, you know, we, especially as moms or as women, have used Facebook pretty heavily to communicate. And I'm guessing that it's getting harder and harder to communicate with your liberal friends or post things up. Maybe you've decided you just don't want to post anything political on Facebook because you don't want to deal with the blowback that you get. On the other hand, several of you, many of you, and myself included, I've been posting almost exclusively about this stuff, and now we're all worried about getting our stuff canceled, which is now a strong likelihood. You know, at first I thought it was kind of, you know, it was just like little things, right? Like they censored people for a week or two because they, you know, well, number one, they changed their policies. That would be the first piece. And then they started leveraging those policies to shadow ban and ban people. Then they got really subversive and started taking away followers from really popular conservative social media accounts. Then they started demonetizing people. So for those people who are making money off of their social media accounts in a lot of different ways, they started demonetizing that, so, and taking away that revenue stream. So now we're starting to see that Facebook ads are starting to get censored. So people that are investing money from a business perspective are now losing that money or not being able to reach the audience that they've invested in. So this is real. I hate to say that it is real. I don't see any end in sight until Congress passes the gets rid of the 230 rule, which I don't know that they will, because the Democrats are now in control, obviously, of the House and Senate at the you know, for the time being anyway. The 230 rule benefits the liberals and the Democrats. So why would they get rid of it? You know, the reality of it is it's not going away. So what are our options? Well, my first move was to go ahead and request and download my Facebook file. All right. So that's all of my posts, all of my videos, all of my photos, all of my information off of my Facebook account. And you can do this very easily. Okay. Instead of me walking through on this video how to do it, let me just first tell you a couple of steps. You want to log into Facebook, go into the top right corner, click the triangle, and make sure that the email that you have on your account is the email that you want this file emailed to and that you can access that email. All right. So I use an older email for my Facebook stuff, which is totally fine. As long as I have access to get in and check that email, that is where your file, and it's going to be a zip file, is going to be emailed to you. Okay. So number one, make sure that your email for your account is your email and you have access to it. If it's not, fix that first, okay? Then in the show notes below, I've put instructions, a four-step process. So number one is make sure your email and your Facebook is actually your email that you have access to. Secondly, there's a link below, a Facebook link. They tell you exactly how to go about downloading your information. And it's really not hard. You just have to follow it step by step. Okay. And they lay it out for you very clearly. It's a 7-step process, basically. All right. In the top right corner, you click your little triangle. You go to settings and privacy, click on settings. In the left column, you're going to see a thing. This is your Facebook information. You click that. Next to download your information, you're going to click view. Then it goes through and tells you the rest of the steps, and you're going to create a file. It's going to take some, depending on how much you have in Facebook, somewhere between maybe 30 minutes to an hour. If you don't have that much stuff, then maybe less, but somewhere within the window of an hour or so for you to get an email from Facebook saying that your file is ready. And it's going to go to that same email address that's in your Facebook account, which is why that's really important, right? You cannot skip step one, because if that email address is wrong, you're screwed. All your information will be going somewhere else or going to that email that you'll never be able to do. So, and it's got a lot of information in it. So just follow, in the show notes below, follow step two. That is the instructions on how do I download a copy of my information on Facebook. And it's the Facebook Help Center information. So I didn't pull it from a third party. That's it. It is going to send you a file, a zip file that you want to save on your computer. Make sure you've got enough space on your computer to be able to support it. Then you're going to double click on that file, and then you're going to click extract all. And it's going to take a couple minutes to extract that file and pull everything out for you. And then you'll have file folders of everything in there. You're going to be, at least I was, absolutely blown away at the amount of information that Facebook keeps on us. We've been warned about this, right? Like, we've been warned, you have these companies, you have no privacy. You're going to be really blown away at the amount of information that Facebook has about you. It's just, it's crazy. Honestly, it's crazy. So that is what I did first. Again, you're going to have all of your contacts, photos, your posts, your pictures, your videos, your searching, all of your history. It's a huge file, but you have it all now, right? I had so much fun going back through last night and looking at these pictures from mid 2000s. It was so much fun to kind of go through. My daughter and my son were so tiny and little, and I forgot. And some of those pictures I either don't have them, or they're buried in my iCloud somewhere, or they're buried on my computer somewhere. So it was really great to see those photos. So enjoy that. Enjoy that you have that. Number two, this is going to give you a huge peace of mind that you now have all of your Facebook stuff. So if something ever happens, if they decide to come after all of the liberals, all the conservatives, then at least you have all of your data and all of your information, all your contacts in there, et cetera. Will it be a pain in the ass to recreate it somewhere else? Of course it will, but at least you've got the information. So that whole process of getting your information off of Facebook, which by the way, also includes Instagram, because Instagram owns Facebook, you'll have it there. Okay. You'll have it there. So I would go through a similar process. Check and see on Instagram. I'm pretty sure it all comes out in your Facebook stuff. Same thing, I think, with Twitter. Make sure you do that on those platforms if that stuff matters to you. I am less concerned about what I have on Twitter. I had a couple of ancillary random accounts on Twitter. I've canceled those. But I'm definitely going ramping off of Facebook at this point. And I'm going to stay on it until I get kicked off. But I'm going to be a bit more antagonistic in my Facebook posts. The next thing I'm going to tell you that I did is I went in and took off any information that I had about myself in my about pages. So I took off my schools. I took off websites that I run. I took off my business information or my work information. I took off all kinds of things. I took completely scrubbed out. I changed my username to just my first name and my last initial. I have done a lot of cleaning up in my Facebook. I have taken off my photo from my profile picture. I have really cleaned up the amount of information I have available. I took off my political affiliation, not my religious one, but my political affiliation, so that it's going to hopefully take longer for them to find it. Now, my liberal friend trolls will probably wind up reporting me. I'll probably get kicked off anyway. That's fine. But until then, I'm just going to keep antagonizing on Facebook because I'm at that point. That's just me. If you don't want to do politics on Facebook, that's totally awesome too. Follow the directions, have your data. It's always good to have. You'll have all of your pictures in there, which I think for me is the most important thing, and videos and whatnot. So you'll have it all in there. So bonus tip of the day, how to get yourself off of Facebook. There you go. All right. So let me move into Twitter now. Twitter has now started blocking quite harshly a lot of different people, not just what I'm going to call kind of your A-list Trump supporters, including Trump and his family and everybody else, but a lot of B, C, and D, and E players that are monetizing or just frankly support Trump. I mean, honestly, you put anything out there that they don't like that is not a liberal talking point, and eventually you're going to get banned. So that's a thing. So I would go on Twitter. If you have any posts that you really want, go in and save them. Otherwise, I think you can download your Twitter file as well. You can go in and do that. I think check that out. Same kind of thing as Facebook. Once you've done the Facebook one, you'll know how to go to your other ones and go to the settings and look for the same kind of thing. I don't care as much about my Twitter stuff. So I'm not necessarily going to worry about it. Plus things are moving so fast right now, whatever. I did pull down my, Artemis Thinker, stuff off of Twitter because I'm just not going to support Twitter anymore. I do have some of these videos up in YouTube, but I'm going to pull all of those down because I'm going to get banned at some point in time anyway. I should stop posting up there. I don't really care. All of these videos are in Rumble, and I link from Rumble to everything else. Rumble is less likely to get, I think less likely to get banned, but here's the key piece. All right. So now moving forward, what do you do and where do you go? There's no one set answer right now about where to go. All right. So if you're looking for the mecca of, I'm going to just go from Facebook to blah, I can't give that to you because there's a couple of choices that you've got, or you can use both. There's a couple things I want you to note coming from a big picture perspective about this that are important, that are getting factored in, and which is why you need to be a little bit patient. Okay. We saw yesterday, Apple and Google threatening to take Parler out of their app stores and not be able to use those apps on your Apple or Google devices, which is pretty much anybody has one or the other, right? So so now they're taking out Parler, which is owned partially by Dan Bongino, and several other conservatives. And it's a fantastic site and I love it. It's also the fastest, it's most like Twitter, and it is where Sidney Powell and Michael Flynn and all and Lynn Wood and kind of everybody's been moving over and posting in Parler. The problem Parler has right now is that they didn't build their platform on an autonomous backbone technology platform. They built it on an Amazon web platform. And so, and Amazon owns, like, I think somewhere between 92 or 96% of all the web hosting in the country. So, or maybe globally, I don't even know. They own a lot of it. And the problem is so many of these new platforms are being built on an Amazon backbone. And that's problematic because if Amazon decides to, they can pull any of these sites down. So there are emerging right now some organizations who own their entire platform from the technology to the entire technology backbone, which is like the server system and how it delivers the content completely. And those are the companies that are going to wind up winning in this whole thing because nobody can really touch them, right? They own the entire system all the way across the board. So they own the technology that you and I would interact with, as well as the database that sits behind it and the hosting of the platform and all the other things that are behind it to support that. There's one called Creato that I've been looking into, but I think right now what they're trying to do is get all the big guys to move over to their platform. And it's a multimedia, it's a full-on multimedia platform. It's going to be everything from the social media platform up front to the hosting to the delivery of all different kinds of stuff. So they're on target to be able to do that. The kicker is they've been focusing so much on the backbone that they haven't developed a front end yet for us to really interact with. You can go on there, you can become a member, which I highly recommend. I think they're going to be kind of the new big hot technology. But we've also got things like MeWe and Gab. So MeWe.com and Gab.com. I'm Artemis Thinker in both of those. So you can find me in either one. My conservative reality check, this channel, I post up in MeWe, and that's really where people can have conversation. It's also where I post between podcasts. So join MeWe.com. It's free. You can join it and join our group. Just search conservative reality check in the pages and you'll find it. What I'm going to tell you though about joining any of these social media companies right now, as you start creating these accounts, don't use your full on name. I just learned this lesson because I got doxxed last week. Okay. I would use a moniker, or I would abbreviate your name somehow, or I would shorten your name somehow, but I would not do not treat this like Facebook right now. For a couple of reasons. Number one, most of the people that are on these systems are good people, but there are also trolls on these sites as well. So be very careful about how you handle these sites right now. I would use those to get your conservative information. I would use Facebook to stay in touch with family and friends and just keep that all family friendly stuff over on Facebook right now, because we're going to need a couple of months for the technologies to shake out a bit before we actually come up with the winners of the platform. So go back to, you know, the early 2000s when a lot of these systems were coming into play. That's basically where we're at. We're dividing the ocean now, the social media ocean, between liberal social media and conservative social media. All right. If you're in a technology business or you're an entrepreneur, there is a lot of interesting things to be done on the conservative technology platform space. So a little just entrepreneurial hint. If you're at all involved in the technology world right now around any of this kind of stuff, there is a lot of stuff, money to be made. I mean, I think even coming up with a new phone and operating system for new phones that are truly First Amendment friendly, that can take these apps and integrate the apps. I mean, I think honestly, like that's like I don't have that kind of technology know-how, but as an entrepreneur, I have 1,000 ideas of things I think would just kill it right now, business-wise. Anything targeting, I have a person, by the way, I have one already that I'm not only noodling around, but I'm actually going to start creating for myself, for my own business. And so, I mean, just think about that. What kinds of products and services and things are we all looking for right now, to help bring like-minded people together? And there's all kinds of things, not only on the technology side, but on the product side and services side and all kinds of stuff. So anyway, something to think about. Create a moniker, keep it consistent across all the platforms. You're going to be better off that way. It's why I created Artemis Thinker to begin with. It's to give myself a little bit of buffer between my personal life and this, and a little bit harder, although not super hard, but you know, a little bit harder to sort that all out. I think that's important right now because I think they're going to come after all of us. I mean, I hate to say that. I think it's going to be a witch hunt, just like they've said. The liberals have said it. They've told us, you know, they projected on the Republicans what they themselves are going to do. They've done it a million times. There's a million examples. We all know this, right? I think they're going to come after people. And I think that it's going to suck. It's really going to suck. So my prayers are continuing to be with President Trump and his family and all of his ardent supporters. I pray that this all, you know, gets sorted out. I pray that that God and the powers that be step in and intercede here and let truth prevail. And we'll see what happens over the next couple of weeks. And we've still got time. You know, we all know that they're pushing for this impeachment right now so that they can put Trump in a position where he can't run again in 2024, because they know they'll get crushed. You know, our saving grace right now is going to be the state legislatures and praying that they do the right thing. And I'm going to step into another interview here in just a second, or another podcast here in a second, just on that. So episode 18, this is all about what to do with your social media. I've given you some things to think about. I've told you how to go and get your information off of Facebook. And I think you do the exact same thing with Instagram and Twitter if you need to. I don't care about my Twitter accounts necessarily. So, you know, whatever. At this point, you know, if you go through and follow these steps, there's four steps here in the show notes below. If you follow those things, you'll be good. I am on Gab, MeWe. I'll put a list down below of all of my links in the show notes so that if you're anywhere, please feel free to find me. Please feel free to send me a friend request. And if you do send me a friend request, just say, hey, I heard, you know, I'm doing this because you said so in your podcast or something. So I know that you're a podcast listener. The reason why I say that is I'm getting a lot of random friend requests from people I clearly don't know. And I'm trying to minimize some of the randomness of the friend requests. And the kicker is a lot of people have monikers now, which is good. I fully agree. I think right now we need to have monikers, which are just fun names. Like I have Artemis Thinker. There's a reason for that. So I just want to tell you that I think that's really important right now. I don't think you can, I mean, I think that we're at a place in our country where until somebody steps up and does the right thing and we actually get Democrats who can get out of their hatred for Trump, I think we're going to find really quickly if they continue to run the House and Senate that their hatred of Trump is going to have to minimize at some point, right? At some point. I hope Trump is still president for the next 4 years. I really do. But if for some reason something happens and he's not, and by the way, my hope is still there. So don't diminish that. But I play lots of options here. And one option is that he isn't. If that becomes the case, their hatred for Trump is going to have to go away and their true colors are going to continue to be uncovered, right? Their true intentions of creating a socialist country are going to continue down their path. And at that point in time, our only saving grace is going to be the fact that our state legislatures are still mostly Republican and we have to hold these people's feet to the fire. So I would almost, from a political perspective, transition your focus into continuing to pressure the national government, but also really pressuring your state legislators to do the right thing and fix our election process and actually be held accountable when they're not, including for this 2020 election, by the way. So enough on that. Anyway, this is Media. I'm going to get into another video, another one, episode 19, all about what's been going on. Lots of crazy and interesting videos and my take on what happened here in DC on the 6th. I never condone violence in any way, shape, or form, but what you saw on the 6th, in my opinion, was a complete and utter propaganda psyop video show for the media and for the Democrats. And I have lots of stuff to show you to prove that. So check out episode 19 when it comes out. It should be out either later today or tomorrow. I'm going to get this one converted today. Get yourself set up on social media, relax and be flexible. And again, down in the show notes, instructions for how to do this stuff. I'm actually going to double check on the Twitter and Instagram too. And I'll put that down in the show notes, as well as all of my handles and all the different platforms I'm on. So you can follow me anywhere you want. Always right now, these videos are up on Rumble. They're up in MeWe, both on my Artemis Thinker main page, profile page, but also the Conservative Reality Check page on MeWe. So I recommend that. I just started up in Gab. I don't have anything posted yet. I am going to post these in Gab as well. So if you're there, find me as Artemis Thinker. Again, if you want to email me, have questions, want me to talk about a specific topic and research it and do a podcast on it, I would love to. You can email me at the letter A at ArtemisThinker.com and I will check it out and I would love to chat with you. So grab me there. I will, I'm also, by the way, looking to create kind of a chat group that people can jump into because I know at varying times people want to be able to get in and talk to like-minded people and just share thoughts. So I'm working on that too. So if you're interested in that, ping me in an email and let me know. I'll talk to you guys soon. Love you guys. Stay strong. Keep the faith. Good things are going to come after we get through this storm. They really are.